Good morning and welcome again to Shepherd in the Pines Lutheran Church in Big Bear Lake, California. As you listen at home to the Word of God on this Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion, we begin with the singing of the opening hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor to You, Redeemer King. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The gospel lesson appointed for Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion is taken from St. Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, The Lord needs them, and he will send them at once. This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, Say to the daughter of Zion, Behold, your king is coming to you. Humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest! And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the gospel of the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We now sing the hymn of the day, Hosanna, loud Hosanna, the little children sang. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, today you encourage us again to repent from our sins, which has caused Jesus to suffer and die on the cross in our place as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Therefore, bless us today as we also confess our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and shout, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson, St. Matthew chapter 21, with special attention to the following verses. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, Who is this? And the crowd said, This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, Hosanna to the Son of David. There is no question about the fact that as we today celebrate Palm Sunday, we rejoice as Jesus enters the city of Jerusalem triumphantly as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But at the same time, on this Sunday of the Passion, we also grieve and mourn that later on Good Friday, Jesus had to suffer and die on the cross as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This was Jesus' last visit to the city of Jerusalem. As he knew precisely what was going to happen to him, Jesus warned his own disciples, saying, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be betrayed to the chief priests and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will turn him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified. On the third day, he will be raised to life." As Jesus was slowly approaching the city of Jerusalem, down the slope of Mount Olivet, overlooking the city, the excitement by the people grew with great intensity and enthusiasm. They just could not wait to see Jesus. The whole city was excited and asking, "Who is this?" And the crowds answered, saying, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." And as soon as they saw Jesus, they began to take off their garments and robes and spread them on the road. Others cut palm branches or palm leaves from the trees, typifying grace, elegance, and righteousness, a symbol of victory and rejoicing. As they broke into a song, not singing but shouting at the top of their lungs, as Jesus was coming into the city of Jerusalem, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" They were shouting, "Hosanna," which means, "Save us now, Son of David," a popular Jewish title for the coming of the Messiah. Yes, save us, Son of David, from the tyranny under the government in Rome and the imposition placed upon us by the religious leaders in Jerusalem. They wanted Jesus as a Son of David to become their new ruler and the King of the Jews. But as soon as they found out later during that same week that Jesus was not going to become their new king of the Jews, they all turned against him and demanded that he be crucified. Suddenly, they were not cheering and clapping for him anymore as their new king of the Jews. Instead, their shouts of "Hosanna to the Son of David" turned into shouts of anger and hatred. "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with this man!" Suddenly, everything Jesus had done for them did not matter anymore. Not even his miraculous signs and wonders could save him. Suddenly, Jesus was being accused of blasphemy against Jerusalem, of treason and conspiracy against Rome, failing to pay taxes to Caesar, and finally for claiming to be a king. The pressure against Pontius Pilate, the governor, to condemn Jesus to death was so great that they even threatened him, saying, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." So Pilate, being concerned about his own political ambition as the governor, finally gave in to their demands. As he washed his hands and said, "I'm innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And that is precisely what happened. As the Roman soldiers took Jesus away and began to ridicule him and make fun of him, they stripped him of his clothes and put on him a scarlet robe with a crown of thorns on his head. Then they also put a staff in his right hand and knelt before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" They even spat on him and took the staff and struck him. And finally, they took him to Mount Calvary and crucified him, where he was nailed to the cross to suffer and die as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now what about us? Yes, what about you and me? Are we any different from the crowd who shouted "Hosanna to the Son of David" and later shouted, "Crucify him! Crucify him! Away with this man!" And are we also any different from the religious leaders, Pontius Pilate, the soldiers, and those who made fun of him and mocked him at the foot of the cross? He saved others, but he cannot save himself. And if we're honest with ourselves again this morning, the answer is no. We are no different. And why? Because we are also guilty because of our own sins, which has caused Jesus to suffer and die on the cross in our place. Just like the crowd who turned against Jesus, we are also guilty when we are tempted to give in to the same pressures and demands placed on us by our society today, by betraying, denying, and condemning Jesus to the cross ourselves. To betray Jesus just like Judas did with a kiss, a sign of love and friendship. To deny Jesus just like Peter when he said, "I do not know the man." To condemn Jesus just like Pilate when he washed his hands and said, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And finally, to shout just like the crowds did, "Crucify him, crucify him, away with this man." And yet Jesus forgave them. And he also forgives us today as we repent from our sins and unrighteousness. Jesus forgives us as he looks down on us from that same cross and says to every one of us today, and especially on Good Friday, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." So may God the Father bless us and preserve us today through his Holy Spirit as we renew our own personal confession of faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, and hail Jesus today by shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest." In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father Almighty, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us always to repent from our sins, which has caused Jesus to suffer and die on the cross in our place, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And as we also confess our faith and trust in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Amen. We now sing the next hymn, "The Old Rugged Cross."
Yeah.
Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, today we continue to pray again for the government and especially for the innocent people of Ukraine, for peace and the hope for diplomatic talks to end this war, for our own nation and all nations against any harm or danger and the threats of cyber attacks and nuclear bombings, for your help as we continue to be faced with a serious economic inflation, not only in our nation, but throughout the world. And finally, for your protection, as you keep us safe and healthy against any other COVID viruses. We ask all these petitions and intercessions through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. On this Palm Sunday and Sunday of the Passion, we conclude with the singing of the closing hymn, Ride on, ride on, in majesty.